The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
The Lord be with you.
Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent out servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of the servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to the servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man that was not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Great.
Good. This is not for the people who attended last week 10:30 Mass. This is for you, for the 5 o'clock group. A Christian minister recently quit the pastoral ministry after more than 20 years of faithful, dedicated service and became a funeral director. When asked why he had changed vocations, he said, "I spent 10 years trying to straighten out John, and he is still an alcoholic. Then I spent 3.5 years trying to straighten out her and Susan's marriage problems, and they ended up getting a divorce. Later, I tried for 2 years to help Bob kick his drug habit, and he is still an addict. Now, at the funeral home, when I straighten them out, they stay straight." Perfect obedience. Life is full of opportunities knocking at our doors, waiting to be opened. Many opportunities come in our life, and we know that. Sometimes we receive, sometimes we lose. We have to grab the opportunity while we have time and the chance or else we ended up blaming not others, but ourselves. So we must not lose the opportunities. We need to grab and we need to hold for our life. Invitation is an example of opportunities knocking at our door to be opened. Today's readings invite us all to raise our sights and our hearts when thinking of the future. Beyond this present life, God has planned a great future for all of us. What really counts indeed is whether we succeed in reaching our eternal happiness with God. As Christians, we all have a target, that is to reach heavenly kingdom, which God prepared for His faithful after our earthly life. We realize that our eye has not seen, nor can the human heart imagine how the heavenly life will be. No one knows how the heavenly life will be. And we have hope that will be very great and beautiful, no pain, and we believe that. But God Himself promises, and He inviting us to His kingdom for those who love Him. God Himself, He says, and He invites us to His heavenly kingdom. Already millions and millions of people, the prophets, apostles, holy men and women, His servants, and His holy faithful, who had a hope of everlasting life, who lived a holy life, are ready to enter into the heavenly kingdom. Millions and millions are ready. Am I there? This is what we need to ask today. Am I invited? Am I a member? Am I going to be a member of this heavenly kingdom? This is what we need to ask ourselves. Am I ready to enter into the heavenly kingdom? The invitation given by Jesus. Today, through the word of God, God is inviting us to get ready to enter into His kingdom. He is inviting. Get ready. Get ready. I am going to give a great invitation to you to join in my kingdom. The readings from the book of Isaiah, the first reading today, God Himself says, I am going to prepare a great feast for you. And this great feast is celebrated by sacrificing Jesus' life on the cross. Already it is going to be there before you come. I am going to prepare a wonderful celebration in my kingdom. This is confirmed by key words. On this mountain, and ye will swallow up death forever. God decides on this great feast day and he will swallow up the death. That means man will never die. Man will never die. He will swallow up death forever. Means that the sentence of death that is found in Genesis will be cancelled out. We read in the book of Genesis about our death. That death is going to be cancelled. No more deaths. No one will die. We also read from the book of Revelation, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more." Death will be no more. God himself says, "I will wipe away all your tears when you enter into my kingdom. And no death for you." From the Old Testament, we learn that the first guest who were invited to the wedding banquet were the Jewish people and their leaders, they being God's chosen people. The first invitation is given to God's chosen people and his leaders. That means for Israel people and the leaders of those people. The first invitation is given to them. That is what we heard in today's gospel. But what did they do? Having rejected God's invitation, the Lord sent out his invitation to the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people. The real people, they did not accept the invitation. "Hey, go, we have a lot of work to do. We don't want that dinner. We don't want to participate in that." They rejected the invitation. So what God does, he sent invitation to all other people, to the Gentiles and non-Jewish people. Why God gave first invitation to the Israel people? Because they are the one who were chosen by God. They are called children of God. And God promised that he will provide everything. God promised that he will take them to the promised land. Promised land. That is heavenly kingdom. That's why God sent first invitation to his people. But they rejected. The invitation were sent out to all, the good and the bad. When they rejected, God sent his invitation to everyone, good and bad. "Come on, you come and fill my house." This generous invitation echoes the abounding love and mercy of God that reaches out towards all, forgiving the sins of those who will sincerely repent of their evil ways in order to embrace a life of righteousness. When you receive invitation, you need to ask God's forgiveness and you need to get ready. You need to prepare to enter into that feast. And in that feast, there is a warning. There is a warning. The warning at the end of the parable in the gospel is, the king noticed someone at the wedding banquet not wearing the wedding garment, and ordered him to throw him out. The king saw someone is hiding and somehow he wants to enter into the feast. King noticed and he asked that guy to throw him out. Here, wearing the wedding garment means, for us Christians, living out the gospel message, being true disciple to Jesus, accepting Christ as one's Lord and Savior, dedicating one's life to Jesus. That is the wedding garment. Completely, our life must be dedicated to Jesus. Dedicated means not leaving everything and going to Jesus. Being responsible in following Jesus. So, we can understand this to mean that the man was not living a good life. He is not worthy to enter into his kingdom. He didn't prepare. He didn't prepare himself to enter. Still, he is living his life with his sins. It is understood by all of us, that we should properly dress, living good lives. Living good life is the garment, wedding garment. So that is the identity of being good, living good. So if we do not have proper clothing, we can wash our clothes through the sacrament of reconciliation. This is the best and wonderful gift that Jesus has given to all the Christians. If your garments are dirty, wash. Go and wash. Go and wash in the sacrament of reconciliation. You will be clean. You will be pure. As we receive the sacrament of reconciliation, we take off our old clothes and put the new clothes of the grace of Christ. That is what happens in the reconciliation. We will be washed. We will be washed clearly, cleanly. Of course, all of us sin. There may be someone who never sinned, you know? You know? Do you believe? Yeah, I don't know. There may be saints already. See, sometimes we all commit sin. All of us, from time to time, lapse back into old ways. Being good, being holy, is not that easy. When the stain is there on the cloth, we use different stuff to take off the stain, you know. So being good, living holy life, is not that easy. That's why we fall into sin again and again. But as soon as we realize this, we must come to our senses and reclothe ourselves in Christ. When we realize that we are in sinful life, we need to remember, we need to always remember that we need to remove those clothes and wear the clothes of Jesus. So, our life is a gift of God. And this life is very beautiful life and wonderful life. It is not long life, But it is short life. So we need to love our life as we love Jesus. So we are created to be victorious in whatever it may be. In good or bad, we need to become victorious in everything. We were never created to live depressed, defeated, guilty, condemned, ashamed, or unworthy. This is not for our life. We need to be victorious all the time. So, do not carry useless junk and heavy metals in our heart. Do not carry useless junk and heavy metals in our heart. Forgive and forget and do good. Forgive and forget and do good. Take the road less graveled. Take the road less graveled. The road of clean living. The road of sanctity. The road of holiness. These are the identities to enter into the heavenly kingdom. If we are holy, the invitation will be ready for each individual person. So with that invitation, we can freely enter into the heavenly kingdom. So, dear brothers and sisters, why we are here in the church? Only for that. Only to enter into the heavenly kingdom. That's all. So, invitation is ready. Am I ready? This is what we need to learn today. God's invitation is ready. Am I ready to receive that invitation? So, let us win over the invitation that God gave to each individual wearing the wedding garment of living holy life.